Portsmouth Comic Con is coming up in a couple of weeks' time, and we are going to be talking to one of the contributors, I suppose. Good morning, Austin.
Good morning, Lily. How are you doing?
I'm really good, thank you. I'm enjoying the fact that the sun is shining and I'm still buzzing off the league win this week.
Doesn't it? Well, I was going to say, I don't know much about football, but I will wholeheartedly agree with you with the sun.
Oh, absolutely.
Nice to see it. I'd forgotten that it even exists at one point.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Welcome to the show. We're going to be talking about your upcoming involvement with Portsmouth Comic Con, which is just 3 weeks away now.
I know.
It comes around faster every year, I think.
Doesn't it? Yeah.
So this year is obviously, it's a big year for movie anniversaries. And more specifically, it's been 40 years since the first Ghostbusters movie. And indeed. And so to celebrate that, you are going to be bringing your replica Ecto-1 to this year's con.
I am indeed. Yes, I absolutely can't wait.
Take us back to the beginning with that story. Like, how and when did you start the project of creating when you think of like movie cars, it's iconic.
I think it is. Yeah. I mean, for me, it's the most iconic, you know, movie car. I mean, that's going to be subjective. There's probably going to be, it's got to be, you know, the Batmobile or the DeLorean, all of them. But for me, ever since, you know, I was a small lad, the most iconic car for me has always been the Ecto-1 from Ghostbusters. And it's always been the kind of thing that I wanted to make a replica. You know, it was always something that I had in the back of my mind, always wanted to do one. So a long time ago, I would say probably maybe 8-9 years ago, I started collecting parts for it, just in the hope that one day something would fall into my lap. And I started collecting parts, and the garage became more full with all of these parts that I'd had collected, and I started getting new racking, and we started making more room for them all. And then during COVID, I was working from home, like most of us were, and one of my alerts went off that, you know, my saved searches, that a Cadillac ambulance has popped up in your saved search. So I had a look at it, and that was it. It was we hit the go button, and we brought it over from New York. So yeah, very exciting.
That's super exciting. What was the hardest part of the process?
Oh, I tell you.
Many?
Everything. Every single thing on that car is difficult. I mean, one of my best mates came round early on, and I said, why didn't you come round and screw a wing mirror on? You know, it's just a case of drilling a hole and screwing a screw on. And we ended up not even doing it because it was so complicated. Everything on that car is difficult, and everything on the car takes so long to do. And I suppose I'm a bit of a perfectionist with trying to get it look as correct and as you know, lifelike as film-like as possible. So everything's got to be right. It's just everything just takes so long. So it's a labor of love. I think that's how we're liking it, really.
Absolutely, especially when you're kind of driving towards that level of authenticity.
Yeah.
So tell us about the opportunities that this has brought your way, because you were actually an extra in the latest Ghostbusters movie, Frozen Empire. How did that come about, and what was the best thing about that experience?
So, I mean, that was just one of those things. I've had people say, you know, was that, you know, was that a dream come true? And I've gone, no, because I never actually dreamt, you know, not even in my wildest dreams, that would be a thing. But it was like almost, you know, the moon, the stars and the sun aligned. And when I heard that they were bringing filming over here and that part of it was going to be filming here, I spoke to my buddy Chris, and we were kind of chatting for a while going, how can we get into this? You know, how can we just muscle our way into this film? There's got to be some way. And we explored, you know, between us, we explored so many different avenues. You know, chatting to people who we knew in the film industry, and everyone just, you know, said, nah, sorry, don't know anything about it, you know, can't help you. So we just said, do you know what? We should just message the producers, You know, just see if anything comes back of that.
Just go straight to the top.
don't worry trying to get in at ground level. Let's go straight to the top. So I messaged a guy called Eric Wright, who is the head of Ghost Corps in the US. And he is basically the head of all Ghostbusters-related stuff. And, you know, we messaged him on Instagram, I think, and just said, oh, you know, hey, Eric, how you doing? Is there any chance we could be extras? And, you know, you sent the message away and didn't think much of it. And then I think it was like the next day he messaged back and went, yeah, no problem.
That's
and
amazing.
I was straight on the phone to my mate. I was going, have you just got an email back going, yes, no problem? And I think it was like, yeah, I have. Is this real? Have we emailed like a dodgy account? You know, yeah, just transfer over, you know, 10 grand to this account and we'll make sure you can be in the film. But no, it was a case of, yeah, we got all clear and went up for a costume fitting, which we're still pinching ourselves going, okay, is this really happening? And then that was it. We spent 3 days last year up in Winner Studios. There was about seven of us in total. So it was myself, there was Chris from the Spirit of 84 in Southend. There was the Southend-on-Sea Ghostbusters there, and another guy called Simon from the Chorley Ghostbusters. And we all of us together have just become absolute close friends because we've just shared in something so unbelievably crazy. You know, it was just so bonkers. We stood on a set in front of the firehouse in a back lot in, you know, just outside London. And, you know, there's Bill Murray walking out with his Ghostbusters suit on, you know, swinging a can of Coke. And there's Dan Aykroyd. And, you know, he's just kind of looking around like a kind of elderly statesman would, you know, on his grounds. And Ernie Hudson comes on up. He's like, oh, hey, how you doing? And I was absolutely lost for words. I tried to go and speak to Bill Murray and just hardly anything came out. I just went, thank you, in a very confused, like I was four-year-old me. And he was just like, hey, you are very welcome. And
that's incredible.
It was crazy. It was such a bonkers thing.
That is absolutely incredible. And what an experience and what an anecdote to have now as well.
Well, there's so many things that happened during those 3 days that we've kind of all of us collectively forgotten about. And there was a podcast released yesterday, a short kind of like YouTube thing from one of the guys who were kind of like around doing the filming on the time. And it reminded us of so much stuff. We've all kind of been messaging each other going, oh, yeah, do you remember when that bit happened? And, oh, that's right, we ate that for lunch on the Tuesday. And it was like, it's taken us back because it was almost like 3 days of just sensory overload where you're going, right, okay, so what, I need to high-five Paul Rudd again because that's what I've just done. Okay, no problem. And you're trying to process that, and you're also processing that all your mates are around you, and you keep catching each other's eye and just having this big smile and this kind of like little wave.
You know. It's a dream.
Exactly. And all of these other extras who are kind of there, who are like the paid extras who go there because that's their day gig, you know, that's what they do. They're so nonchalant about it all. And there's the seven of us, like, jumping up and down going, this is so cool!
Well, that sounds like just an absolutely unforgettable experience. And one you weren't expecting to have either.
No, absolutely not. It was a case of, the moon, the stars and the sun aligned. It was partly to do with the writer's strike that was happening in the US at the time. Partly to do with the costs of filming in New York at, you know, that kind of time. And it all just worked out. It was so crazy. Yeah.
Bringing it back to Portsmouth Comic Con, which is in a couple of weeks, you're going to be bringing Ecto-1 for the weekend. What can visitors to Portsmouth Comic Con expect from being able to see the vehicle in real life?
So it's going to be one of those things. I think if you've ever seen like an Ecto-1 up close and personal, I think you kind of, you'll know what I'm about to say. It's the size of the thing. when you actually you look at it and you go, you know, wow, this is 22 foot long and the car is just massive. It is huge. That's the thing that first struck me the first time I saw one of these. So anyone who's coming down, it's going to be outside. So you can have your photo taken with it. You can, you know, kind of have a look at it and see what it's all about. We've got everything going on. So, yeah, no, I'm just super excited to be bringing it down to Portsmouth because it's kind of like a local kind of thing almost for me because I'm only down in Dorset. So it'll be
practically,
you know,
on
a
our
nice
doorstep.
Trip up. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And what are you most looking forward to at this year's con?
So I'm really looking forward to the fact that the Southend-on-Sea Ghostbusters are going to be there as well. My buddy Simon from Chorley is going to be coming down as well. So there's going to be all of us for the first time there since the filming last year. So I'm really looking forward to all of us getting together and just the buzz that it's going to be around Ghostbusters in the Portsmouth Comic Con. I think it's, you know, it's a really special year for Ghostbusters, it being the 40th anniversary. And I think that just, you know, there's going to be a fantastic buzz. The Southend-on-Sea Ghostbusters are great. They've got some great props that you're going to be able to go up and interact with. And I'm just absolutely looking forward to everything.
We can't wait. I mean, I absolutely can't wait because it's such a great event. It's great to speak to you, Austin. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. How can people find out more information about Ecto One?
So my Instagram, which is normally where I do most of the socials, is Ecto1GB. And if you're not on Instagram, it's on Facebook as well, under the same kind of thing, Ecto1GB. So, that's the best place to see us for progress and a bit of the history of the car.
Fabulous. Well, we'll see you on the 11th and 12th of May.
Absolutely can't wait, Lily. Thank you so much.